Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have with us Aston Wallace.
Hi.
Hi, Aston.
You
And
guys
John
look like.
Koppel. John Koppel will be joining us. He's just running a bit late.
Yeah.
So,
You guys do look
Aston.
like and feel like a couple that approaches people at the bar for a third. That's the vibe I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting right now. Just with the
Wait.
intro, you guys both like set up straighter and it just seemed more approachy.
I could never. I am such a jealous type. And he would never, he and I both don't want another man in there. Okay. I don't need someone
Another
else
man, though, that's not
poking
good.
at me, holes. No, like, please. And
I'd be
then,
like, get out. Like, yeah, no,
listen,
that never works. If I
I
saw another
haven't.
girl even close to him, just touching him in a friendly manner, I see red. Blood starts coming out of my eyes. It's not good.
Could I bring up the last personal conversation that we had in person? When you
Totally.
called our doctor friend to ask him if it was possible for your semen to get into the public pool and impregnate another woman because you didn't want
Pause right there, Aston. We're adding Koppel at the worst possible moment. Hold on.
Oh.
Yes, that did happen, and I'll
Yeah, so
explain that
that's
more.
a level of jealousy that I can't comprehend, but I believe
Yeah,
it's
me and
real.
Kate had just made sweet love, and I wanted to go to the swimming pool. I wanted to go to the swim club and relax and go in the pool. And she said, no, I don't want you impregnating anyone in the pool, because she thought a little bit of leftover semen would swim over to the other bitches in the pool, and then there'd be little sieges running around everywhere.
We can't
So we had to
afford them.
call our doctor.
It's not just jealousy. It's like I can't afford 10 CG babies running around Upper Dublin. By the way,
Okay.
John Koppel has joined the
Welcome,
podcast
Copster.
at the weirdest point where we're
No, it
talking about.
sounds. I'm ready to jump right in this because I know a lot of pool semen babies. Honestly, they're garbage people.
What would you be like if you knew you were conceived in a pool, not of semen, but just a pool with semen, a
We
pool
were
with a
all
dash of semen?
conceived in a pool of semen,
A pool of
technically.
semen, not a pool with a dash of semen. There's different, it's a different pool.
I totally feel like the universe like willed me to be born. If that happened, it's like two people didn't choose to come together and make this baby. The fucking gods chose to make this baby.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
some folklore. That's like if Genghis Khan had
That's some
splooged and then went
hard.
for a swim. It's like, yo, it's a bunch of warriors. That's all that
That's
is.
insane. Insane that. One, this was a real concern. Two, you thought it was possible. And three, that you consulted an outside party with a
A
medical degree.
doctor.
A good friend doctor, not just like a random
Not like
doctor.
our doctor, but a good friend who is a doctor and understands the types of concerns that me and Kate have as a couple.
Those concerns should have never made it past the two of you. That should have been
I
a
Googled
Google.
it and it like wasn't, it pretty much said, no, that can't happen. But I was like, I need a real doctor.
Well, it's like in
Yeah,
all
and
the
yeah.
ways semen can die, like even if the penis is all the way up right by the egg, like so close, all the ways the semen can be destroyed. But then you let it out in the outside world in a pool full of chlorine, and it now has an astronomical distance to travel. I tried to explain this to her, but we had to call a doctor.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna
Clearly,
stay
she
on
didn't listen. You sound
topic.
like a
I'm
doctor.
still teaching,
Like, I mean.
okay? I'm still teaching, so I'm gonna move. This was not on my topics list.
Well, Siege was
Aston,
just teaching.
Hold
That
on,
was
no.
incredible. Well, Aston brought
Siege
it up, and then CG had to really go with it. So now we're gonna
was more
change.
Siege is more knowledgeable on the subject, and he thinks that it matters how close the penis is to the egg.
We're not
And
sexual
I'm the expert
education
here.
teachers. No, we're not sex ed teachers. We're
Okay.
not
All right.
experts.
All right.
We're going to
No,
move
no, no.
on. Hold
We're
on,
not
hold on, hold on. Can
experts.
we wait real quick? So it doesn't matter how close it is? I figure you like spray right onto the egg. You're a lot more likely. No?
Siege, we're going to move on.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. I still have
I've
to.
never been particularly close, I have to assume.
Ashton jams right up into the egg.
I put it
Excuse
right on the
you.
egg. I put it right on
I get
the
fired from teaching. That's going to be on
egg.
you, sir.
Sorry, babe. Don't get fired.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
You're
you
still a
got to
teacher.
help
Yes,
me.
that's
You
right.
always let the topics go right off the rails,
Excuse
okay?
me. That's my fault. I took it off the rails. I threw a penny on the track. My
And I
bad.
thought that was a killer topic.
Oh, I know you
Yeah.
did, but if I teachers are not allowed to be sick people, and I'm not saying
Like Aston.
I watched the news and I'm gonna say you're wrong, okay? Because teachers, I learned that I should have been shooting my shot more at these teachers. I should have been gone straight at Mrs. Schwartz and Brina Vandergrift. I should have went right at them. I had a chance.
You could have made them famous.
Horrible.
Okay, sorry, moving on. Kate, take
Let's move
control.
on to the first topic I wanted to discuss, which was
Pool semen.
ghosting. Because you,
Oh.
Aston was saying before we started recording that you think ghosting is a proper way to end something. And I actually agree. I used to not, but I think ghosting can be a lot kinder than texting someone all the ways you think they suck. You know, that's way more hurtful than just ghosting.
Yeah. Totally agree. Strong agree. I say within the first 1 to 3 dates, ghosting is by far the most considered appropriate way. And the only people that don't understand this are the people. Like, if you don't understand it, you probably are someone that needs to hear the reasons at least once. And then after that, you'll be like, oh, you know what? Ghosting, it's better. I wish they never told me that. I'm a better person now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Chopster.
if you're not willing to ghost and it's that early in a relationship, you're a narcissist. Like, yo, you're not that important. Just, stop responding, don't reach out. They'll get it and they're going to get over it pretty fast. It's not that big
Pretty
of a deal.
fast.
Yeah.
Not locked in.
And if they
Not a
don't,
problem.
that's their issue. And thank God you're ghosting now.
So we have a friend, all of us have a friend that started seeing a girl that lived in upstate New York, and things got kind of serious. They were talking on the phone a lot. They had only gotten together in person like a couple of times, hit it off. She was coming down to live in the Philly area, and she only had one friend, the person that set them up, and this guy, our friend. And he started seeing someone else right before she moved down. I'm like, oh, wow, that's wild. So are you going to tell her? He's like, hell no, I'm not going to tell her. Like, you should tell her though, like, because she's upending her whole life. And he's like, no, because I'm actually leaving. I'm moving to Boston. I'm getting out of here. So he decided to get out, and she came in and upended her whole life. And I'm just like, I think
No, that's
about it.
wild.
I think about it at
Who
least once a
the
month. I'm like, what
fuck
happened
is
to
this
her?
friend we have?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who lives in Boston now. Like, hold on. Are they still in Boston?
I've already said too much.
Okay, I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Oh,
I'll figure out which one of our friends is a horrible person. Like, I feel like you can sue for that. Like, I can justifiable reliance. Like, I relied on our understanding in changing my life to my detriment. I'll sue you.
listen, I know a lot of terrible people, and that's low for even me.
Yo, I'm
Yeah.
leaving out like the three best parts.
Oh
Well,
my gosh.
give us two of the
Kidding.
three.
No, I'm done. I've said too much. I feel terrible. I mean, not as
All
bad as our friend is, but I'm just saying that, like, sometimes,
right.
so he ghosted. My whole point is that he ghosted, and I'm going to say that was inappropriate ghosting. He should have
Inappropriate
said something.
ghosting.
Sometimes
That's
you got to
not
step up.
ghosting. That's like a whole nother level. Like, that's like you annexed. I don't need, there should be another name for that whole shit.
That's like a haunting. That's like a.
Yeah, that's a
No, no,
poltergeist.
they call the haunting. Sorry. No, I did learn this. A haunting is when you ghost them, but you still check their stories on social media. That's a haunting. Yeah.
That's good. I like
Yeah,
that.
people got to make up something for their little dating lives. I'm glad I'm off the apps, guys. I'm glad I'm no longer in the streets, huh? Huh? Aren't we all glad that we're all happy people, not in the streets?
So well adjusted now.
Hell
It's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah. Well, aside from you two who are approaching couples at the bar to ask them if you can buy
Oh,
them a
we have,
drink.
yo, listen, we just found out we have black wedding rings, and apparently that's for swingers.
Oh, you didn't know
I
that?
don't
Oh.
can't
believe it.
afford, we can't
I
afford
don't
new
believe
wedding
it.
rings.
No, hold on. I feel like some of these swingers are like taking more and more items. Like, first it was the pineapple. Like, oh, you like
Yeah,
pineapple?
I
So
just know
you're a
the
fucking
pineapple.
freak. They stole that. Now
It's
it's like
upside down
so many
pineapple. Upside
people
down pineapple.
up. Well, now we know, but at first
Don't
it was
make
just
that
like,
mistake.
don't have a pineapple on your mat. People are going to think you fuck everyone. Now, a lot of people have black wedding bands, and all of a sudden people are like, oh, that's for swingers. I don't think so.
I just got it because it was the cheapest metal that they had at the ring store.
I just Googled it, and not even AI says a black wedding ring typically symbolizes a deep, strong, and enduring commitment to one's partner. Nothing about swinging. So just, you're right. I think swingers are just trying to look for other ways to find each other. They're just, yeah.
Exactly.
They're an aggressive bunch. I feel like, the internet has told them there's more of them out there than there are. So now they're like looking for signs everywhere.
Yeah, they're looking for the signs. It's kind of like if you go to a new place, you see bizarre versions of your friends there because there's something psychologically happened where you want to see a familiar face. So all of a sudden, these stranger faces, like, is that Aston? Oh, that's not Aston. Like, when you're a swinger and you want to fuck everybody, like, oh, you're throwing me signs, aren't you?
I feel like that's also because you
Mm-hmm.
think all black people look the same, Coppola.
I
It's like, is
mean,
that
listen,
Aston?
Aston,
No,
did
it's
I
not
see you
Aston.
in Ambler yesterday or not? No, I'm kidding.
You certainly did not. And also, I think all white people look the same, so totally fine. I've come to terms with it. I have seen so many white people that I like. I think I see every other week. Like, he lives out here, but there's so many very generic face. If I'm in court and I talk to an old white guy and then we walk away from each other and I have to find him again, every old white guy is that old white guy. I don't know. I like just wait for him to be racist and think I'm the black guy that he was talking to, and hopefully we were right.
And for our
So,
racist listeners right now, Justin would be in court because he's a lawyer. All right, just to be
yes,
clear.
right. Not in court because I'm in court for other reasons, right?
Siege, son of a bitch. As soon as I made, like, I referenced Aston yesterday, I'm like, damn it. I know. That was the
Listen,
wrong.
I already just explained suing for justifiable reliance, so I feel like I established my legal
Yeah, that was dope because I didn't
expertise.
know what the fuck that meant. I gotta look that up later. I probably won't.
I believe you, but don't worry. Take my
But it
word
was,
for it.
dude, you're such a dope podcast guest because like you have the Google right there. Like we usually let these problems go and you just talk about it and nobody Googles shit. So like it doesn't end. It's just all speculation all the time.
I Google a lot, but I'm definitely not as extensive as Aston. And not just history, but like law, obviously. Same with Koppel. Koppel really knows his history, his
Oh, you're
current
not as
events.
extensive in law as acting? Is that what you're explaining to us?
I mean, I am also what some would call a conspiracy theorist, and but I'm a good one, which means like I triple check everything. So I don't like just stuff floating out there. Shut up, Koppel. You don't believe I triple check?
You're a good conspiracy theorist?
Yeah, meaning like I'll see something, and before
Uh-huh.
I say it to someone else, I want to check it twice. Like I want to be like, does Katy Perry and JonBenet Ramsey have, the same birth dates? Do the years check out before I tell everyone they're the same person? And they don't check out. And I still tell people, but I know that I'm lying to them now.
See, I love that because that's the opposite culture of this podcast, where if we see something, we bring it up in conversation before we know anything about it yet.
That's
So I
not
love having
true.
him on.
That's true about
It's
some of the
so different.
topics. No, it's true about some of the topics, but some of them I have done a lot of Google searching. It's still not going to compare to Aston and Koppel. These are both people that like to know 100 million percent. I like to do a bunch of Google searches. Is it an also major media? Then I know. But like TikTok can be great because it can show you what's going on before other outlets, but then you got to double and triple check if it's real.
Yeah, TikTok is I got into it leading up to the election, and what a fun and whimsical place. Like I always say, like Twitter is like, 2 weeks ahead of like Instagram and Facebook, and like, you can go to like Twitter for news and they'll have some like wild conspiracy theories, but it's kind of in the realm of what everyone is talking about. And then you'll go to TikTok and they're like, I'm like, I've never heard of Tartaria in my life. Like, they're just talking about shit over there that nobody's ever heard of. It's real fun. Not reliable. They should ban it.
No,
That's totally our
no.
source for every topic.
Ban.
Listen, I love TikTok. I love
If
TikTok.
it's banned, this podcast goes down in
No,
flames.
wait. You hear this next topic? It's
Okay.
really corny the way I'm going to say it, but are you guys pumped for the Eagles? Because we're doing really well. And I know that's kind of a corny question, but I believe we're all Eagles
I
fans.
mean,
I don't know
listen,
if
you
this is.
noticed, I positioned my cup a minute ago to make sure that the eagle was more visible.
There you go.
Nice.
So you're obviously very excited that we're badass. Koppel, you're super into it too, right?
Yeah, no, I'm pumped for the Eagles because they're doing really well right now. No, I'm of course I am. Dude, I let go birds, baby.
Go
I
birds.
had my my younger daughter had a friend over. We set up a play date today, and some people, she's only 9. Some people like to stay with their kids when they go on a play date. And I don't. I'll drop the little fuckers off. I'm like, you're good. All right, but I'll be back. Don't call me. I'll be back in 3 hours or four,
Well, an
whatever.
adult doesn't have time to just hang around with 3 hours while their kid fucks
Adults
around.
make time. Some adults make time. They hang out. It's usually my wife's problem. Today, she was traveling. She couldn't do it. So she set it up and she's like, well, I think she thought she was getting ahead of it for me. She's like, I think it's during the Eagles game, and my husband loves watching the Eagles game. So your husband can drop your daughter off, and they'll watch the Eagles game together. This is so perfect. Well, anyone that's paying attention right now to the Eagles knows this game meant less than nothing. We had the
Nothing at
two
all.
seed locked up. Like, it meant less than a preseason game. So I watched the entire game with somebody that I met for the first time, and we're just like sitting on the couch
Oh,
treading water for like 3.5 hours.
like Shipley's doing great, huh? Yeah, like all the
I tell
starters
you,
are out.
Tanner McKee, he might not be third string next year. He might be a backup somewhere. You heard it
Yeah.
here. And it's just
Right. It
like
was a 3.5 hour hangout
dumb.
you had to have with a stranger. It's
Yeah.
the game.
Yeah. We sat for the full game. We talked football 90% of it, because you start to get into people's lives and you're like, yikes, let's go back to
I
football.
mean, the real game was the Packers versus the Bears. That's what you need to be watching. That's who we're playing next.
Yeah, well, I wish that that was an option. I was
Yeah,
like, I'd love
well,
to be watching a game that means something right now.
Bears
What?
pulled it out last second field goal. It was a great game. And
Wait,
so we've
when's the
got
Super
Green Bay
Bowl?
Packers next week,
What day is
February
this?
9th or something.
Okay, so it's for a bit. All right, so I just wanted to bring that up because we love the Eagles.
Birds.
Next topic.
I was gonna bring up my dilemma because I
What is
booked
it?
a trip to Japan, not really considering the schedule. And so I, for the second playoff game, inshallah, I'm going to be in Tokyo, and I like kind of I found an Eagles bar, like an Eagles restaurant. There's this Japanese guy that loves the Eagles and all Philadelphia
What
sports,
the fuck up? How
and
did you find this?
I found it from I
Google.
think Jimmy Greckie, the pro skater, went there and he reposted, and then the Roots were just there like 2 weeks ago. So they're like legit. They're known. So I think I've got my place to watch, and I'm gonna bring some Eagles gear to them out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Yeah, I
that's
gotta
the
spread the love.
shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Are you gonna like sell Eagles shirts for like
I
weather?
don't think so. I'm gonna bring my girlfriend's mom. I'm trying to decide between a Jalen jersey and a Saquon jersey. And then I might bring this guy just like a t-shirt, maybe like a Saquon hurtling backwards over the dude t-shirt, something like that.
Like the
You
dude
know.
who owns the bar? Okay. Oh,
That's
dude, you're a
awesome.
great person.
Yeah, you're a really good
You're
person.
thinking about everybody.
Trying to be well known internationally, man. You know, I usually bring back like Ohtani stuff because they're real big on that, but you know
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani, Kate?
No. We
No,
talked about him
okay.
on the podcast before, Kate.
Sorry, I don't remember.
He's the
He was
second
the
highest player, paid player in baseball.
Okay. Baseball player whose
He's a really super
interpreter.
tall Asian.
Yeah, the guy whose interpreter was like stealing his was making bets on his behalf with his money, and it was kind of a very controversial whether or not he was in on it and he actually knew anything about it.
Shohei
Okay, got
Ohtani.
it.
Aston's displaying the card right now. Like I said, really tall Asian.
Tall, very rich Asian.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Sorry, Kate. Next topic.
Okay,
Eagles, go
next
birds.
topic. CG was making fun of me for a little bit this week because I said one of my first crushes ever was Donnie Wahlberg when he was in New Kids on the Block.
He
And
was the tough new kid. He was
and
the
like
you needed a badass in every boy band. And I think he set that template, actually. Yeah, so
See?
he was the
John
bad boy.
knows. I thought Donnie was the like the gorilla faced one. Is
No,
that
that's
not Donnie?
Danny.
That's Danny?
I
Easy mistake, man. One letter off.
they
Maybe
had different
a few
vibes.
letters. One's I got the IE. Anyway, I
All right.
thought it was that guy, but then she showed me Donnie Wahlberg, and he was kind of tough, man. He was kind of hanging tough. I'm not gonna lie to
I mean,
you.
listen, he was out there committing hate crimes in Boston with his brother. Probably, of course, he was a badass.
Yeah, man. They got it done.
Mojo wilding out. And
guys?
Danny is definitely the gorilla face one.
Oh, gotcha. All
Looked it
right,
up.
Aston googled it for us.
I Googled it.
Did you
Google
guys
shame.
have crushes when you were like in elementary? Because that was like my first crush that was very young. Who were your first crushes?
So, were you excited when you saw Donnie pop up in The Sixth Sense in his tighty whities? Was that like, you failed me?
I've been over my childhood crushes for a while. Like I also used to crush on Elijah Wood, not anymore.
I remember that.
Bless his heart. He's not, I grew out of that. And then what was it? Neil Patrick Harris as Doogie Howser MD. Back in middle school, I thought he was cute. Now, good looking man, but I've lost that crushing for
Is
them.
also not interested in you. So, you know,
No.
that hope that
I
counts.
haven't got any letters, emails, definitely not.
He's into the old boys. That
That's
means
true. Neil Patrick, yeah. He went a different way than he did on Doogie Howser, so.
Wanda. Wanda was a sweet piece.
Yeah.
I mean, then, when I was that age, I
I
don't
bet she
want
still got
to.
it. We got it,
You
Siege.
guys
We
understand. You guys get it.
I've got two of the earliest I can remember. One very normal, the other one was Alyssa Milano, from Who's the Boss?
Very respectable.
Yeah.
Very respectable. And then the other was what's her name? Lauren Hutton? Remember her, the old model, and she was an old model at the time. Like she was a model now in her acting career, and she was in Once Bitten, Jim Carrey's first movie.
Oh, yeah. Got
Yeah,
confident.
that she got me. I was like, oh, she can suck some blood out of my neck. I was into that one. Yeah, she was the old vampire lady.
What's funny about Alyssa Milano, I didn't know she was that hot in Who's the Boss. I knew she was hot, but then it
Well,
turns
the
out
early
she's
years of
got.
Who's the Boss, she was like 11.
But no, that's what I'm saying,
and I
okay?
was like six.
Right.
Okay, yes, it makes sense. But then, but you didn't know, like, did somebody know she was gonna have like crazy body?
We
Late
all knew.
teens, 20s?
You could see it. I was like six and being like, that's a hot fifth grader. Like I knew back then. And I think I had a shot with her once. And I blew it. I didn't blow it. I just didn't react immediately. She
So
was on
what
my list
happened?
of like She was on my like
Hall pass list.
not even like hall pass list, but like if I ever see this person, I'm gonna try to shoot my shot because it's been my crush forever.
It's a long list.
And yeah, I you know, but like it's like you move to the city and you're like, oh, you might see somebody, right? And I was walking through a bar, it was super crowded. And so it was like two lanes of people just trying to squeeze past each other in this like kind of walkway. And we walked past each other and like came face to face. And she gave me one of the most obvious up and downs I've ever gotten in my life. Just like a. And then I kept like walking because people were behind me, but my friend behind me was like, yo, Aston, what the fuck was that? Like, she just gave, I was like, right? I'm not tripping. Like, I saw that. And then by the time I like got through the other side, I like ran through the bar trying to find her because I was like, you got to shoot this. Never saw her again.
That
That was
story is
my,
fucking epic.
that's where I learned then that, like, you know, when you see the shot, you take the shot.
I
There's
mean,
no
that's
second
hard, man.
chances.
That is a split second. Like you're crossing a crowded bar, probably too loud to hear each other. And like I wouldn't even note if I definitely recognized.
Oh, I definitely recognize her. It was like, because I was in shock. Like, maybe if I didn't recognize her and it was just like a good looking person, I might have like had the something to say, just like anything. Besides, like, you know, I just gave her like one of those and just kept walking, and my
You
dreams
know,
walked out of my life.
it's a shame that you didn't shoot your shot, but also if you were the type of person that was ready anytime that a hot lady looked at you for half a second just for like to say something smooth, I don't think we'd be friends. I don't like that. I don't like that person. It's just like always ready. Fuck that guy.
I just thought he got something on the cuff. Hey, sweet tits. I don't know what those guys say, but they got something. They got
They
something.
have something.
There aren't
Yeah, they got
many of
something.
those guys around. I don't
Yeah.
know any. I've never bumped into one of them. Who's got
And they probably.
like locked and loaded?
I think there's a lot of guys that are ready to say something, but the percentage of guys that are ready to say something that's actually cool is quite low.
Yeah.
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 So I guess it's probably, yeah, you didn't want to put up a brick. You wanted to
Yeah.
put up a good shot.
Yeah, I want to
Yeah.
put up a shot.
I
Yeah.
don't know. I think you put up any shot at that point. If it's a shot of somebody you had a crush on your whole life and it's a split second, I think even, just completely fucking up is like I took my shot.
I'm like, I had a crush on you my whole life.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing to say right
Yeah.
away. It could work, but it's like you'd want to say the perfect thing. You can't come up with the perfect thing when you're not
Yeah.
expecting it usually.
But you
I saw.
also didn't know she was going to be sayonara. Like you did
I
search
thought there
for
was
her.
another chance. I
Yeah,
looked for her.
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
'Cause who the fuck just is gone from the bar like in a split second like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Life.
So close.
Who's
What
yours,
was it?
Copster?
Well, first of
Small.
all, you were talking about Alyssa Milano. What was that show where she was like a witch or something? That
Charmed.
Charmed. Listen, I never saw that show. I wasn't even aware of that show, but that show was on TNT in the morning. And I used to go to bed, like, especially during the playoffs, I go to bed watching basketball. And then I would turn on the TV and be like, what the fuck? And it was like her and Shannen Doherty and like Rose McGowan, I think. Is that the cast?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they look great. But that was a
Bro.
childhood show. But I was like, I can't believe they were all on the same show. And they were
Bro,
like hot and had like very cheap special effects.
I recently found out about that show myself because when I take break and I work out at Planet Fitness, run on the treadmill, fucking Charmed is always on. And I was like, holy shit, that Alyssa Milano grew up to be that.
Yeah.
So when Aston
And
said
that's
that,
why
I
Aston
had
got tongue-tied.
exactly.
And like, I'm
Sorry.
charmed.
Yeah, I'm
That would
very
have been
charmed.
good. That's what you could have said.
You should
Yes.
have said, I'm charmed.
God damn it. If I could
Wait,
just go back
Koppel.
19 years.
Koppel,
Also,
who's your
another Alyssa
childhood
Milano. I'm
crush?
not done. Who's the boss? So we used to watch that. And obviously, my name's John, but my proper name's Jonathan. And you remember her brother on the show, or no, Angela's son on the show, Jonathan. And my mom would be like, why don't you go by Jonathan? Look at him. And you guys remember, listen, this is the 80s, all right? So I'm going to tell you the truth about what I said. Like, Mom, that's the gayest kid in the world. And she'd be like, look how adorable. You could be like him, like Jonathan. I'm like, that kid is so gay. Like,
Oh
that's your.
he was, yeah, he was a little he's a little cupcake.
I remember, like, 20 years after the show was over, my mom would be like, you remember the actor that played Jonathan? Turns out he was gay. I was like, yeah, of course he was gay,
Who
dude. Like,
knew?
anyone knew the second they saw him. Like, I didn't need to talk to him. Like, look at that kid.
Even though he was nine.
Yeah, dude, he was a little kid. So he was one of the crushes for sure. No. Definitely Christina Applegate. Come on.
Oh yeah,
I with children,
definitely.
forget it. Yeah, Aston, was that?
No, that's this is like another issue. I was always for Peggy.
Oh,
That's sick,
I
man.
thought,
No,
yeah,
that's sick. If you're young, that's kind of
I
sick and twisted.
was like,
Smart.
who's up? What's up with moms over there? Are you kidding me? Al should appreciate her,
No,
Al.
Peggy's beautiful. Peggy's
Right.
beautiful, though. Like,
So
we'll get
Al was
that.
grossed out by Peggy, and when I was a kid, I didn't get that that was a joke. And I'd be like, am I crazy? Because I think she's hot. I didn't get that it was like, yeah.
Oh, my wife.
I didn't get till I was like a little older. Like I had to be 16 or 17 and then realize like how bouncy she was and like how fantastic that is. So
Yeah.
bouncy, dude.
So
Yeah,
bouncy.
you
So
don't see
perky.
that often.
Well, all that
Yeah.
good leopard print and spandex and big hair and cleavage. I was like, Al, you are. Like, I understand him ragging on Marcy. She deserved it, but Peggy didn't. It's a
No,
good
Peggy
woman.
didn't deserve
Right,
it.
right.
No.
Yeah.
Peggy's
Yeah.
a dime.
Yeah.
Aston, you were ahead of your time, dog. If you knew,
Listen.
like, as a kid that Peggy was hot like that, because, yeah, I was on Christina Applegate too. But, like, Peggy might be better in bed.
Yeah, I'm still growing into my type. I'm really happy that I picked these old women when I was a kid. So I would never grow up to be a Leonardo DiCaprio or anything. I am like, yeah, my
Beautiful.
fetish is I'm growing into age appropriateness of it.
All right, guys, next topic. I need to know your opinions on the orbs, drones, UFOs. What do you guys think they are? I've already talked about it in other podcasts. I think it's a lot of government stuff mixed with, I believe, alien stuff, but I'd love to know what you guys think.
I
Do you
think
mean
it's
like
mostly nothing. I think that it's the stuff that's been up there the whole time, and I think people are sinking their teeth into nonsense. So, not to be like a wet blanket on the whole thing, there might have been a couple of things up there that didn't belong, but 90% of it is the stuff that's been up there the whole time,
So if
is my
we
thought.
do get invaded by aliens,
Yeah.
you know, I was going to say we would be more prepared than you, but that's not even true. I
No.
believe the aliens are there, but that doesn't mean I'd be prepared at all for
Yeah,
anything.
you know what? That's kind of like over preparing to meet a celebrity. Like, no, you're gonna freak them out. Like, I'm gonna act like
Yeah.
it's no big deal. Like, oh, so you guys are from another planet. What's up, dog? And like, then we'll be
What's up,
cool.
dog?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm like too try hard, so they're gonna be like, get this clingy one away. Okay.
They'll be
Interesting.
scared. They'll be scared of you. Whatever it is, they're like something about this energy. I don't know what's happening. It seems innocent, but I don't know. I sadly agree with Koppel on this one, for the
Sadly.
most part. Yeah, because I want to believe. I want to believe.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, sadly.
All right.
But I think it's 95% because I am a person, people make fun of me about this a lot, but I look into the sky a lot. Like I am constantly looking up. I got all the sky apps and like I know the difference. Most people don't know what a satellite looks like going through the sky, and that'll fuck you up. You know what I mean? Most people apparently don't know what a plane looks like in the sky, which I've seen a lot of. People don't know what different looking helicopters look like. So, like most of the videos that I've even seen, I'm like, that's a plane. That's a helicopter.
What
That's a
about
plane. They're
those
like, that.
weird plasmoid ones that are like
So
all
those,
energy?
And then here's the other problem that I have in the world right now is that I can't verify anything unless I see it for myself. So those orbs might be something. I don't know that anyone's actually seen one of those orbs. I can't put too much credibility on it. If I saw one of those myself, I'd be like, what the fuck is that? Okay, there are aliens here. But until I've
You
seen one of
haven't
those
seen it
myself,
yourself.
I haven't seen it myself. I haven't talked to anyone that I know that has seen it themselves. I've seen a bunch of TikToks who have people who see it, but I don't know. I gotta see it myself.
Got it.
I did see a drone in that was like pretty big and fast and moving around pretty weird in San Francisco, but you know, people got drones. I watched it for like 30 minutes. Like, I've got video of it. It's weird. It landed on the courthouse. My girlfriend, who usually thinks I'm crazy, was like, because I was talking about orbs the whole night anyway. And then I was like, I think I see one. And she was like, what, on TikTok? And I was like, no, out the window. And then she started looking and she was like, yeah, that's real weird.
Was it like
But
the size of an SUV orb?
I
That
couldn't
fell?
tell how big it was. It was definitely bigger than a person's small drone. And because it was like kind of far away. And I had like a nice hotel room in San Francisco. So we were like, I splurged on like the floor to ceiling windows, and we're like 25th floor, so it's like a great view of the city. So like, you know, we're watching it like on this hill over here, and it was like flying back and forth between the two. I watched it land places. It was pretty nuts,
That sounds like an
but
incredible hotel room.
it was a nice hotel room.
You spent all that money on a hotel room, you're talking about orbs the whole time? Come
Listen,
on, bro.
I was like butt naked running around this room. Just like, babe, you see it? Babe, something there.
Oh.
She's
With
like, you have a sh
the blinds wide open.
wide open.
Wow.
I'm
San
like,
Francisco is wild.
I had a show to get to, and I was like running late because I'm like, and like the shitter had floor, the bathroom had floor to ceiling windows too. So like the whole time I'm like taking a shit in there, and I'm looking out the window,
Oh, that's
checking
awesome.
it
You
out.
have to. You can't close the curtains when you paid for all that.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. You can watch me. I don't care. I like. I'm
Right.
just visiting. You know, like, what's gonna happen?
This is
They
kind
live in
of
San
rated
Francisco.
in.
They see naked people all the time. Yeah, that's
Oh,
what
yeah.
you get the floor to ceiling shits for.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there are certain Manhattan hotels where you know people are going to keep the windows open and do it. Like,
Yeah.
but sometimes they get calls and knocks if like someone with children calls and complains. But
Oh, for real, people just be fucking with the windows where you can see them?
yeah.
Yeah.
It's this one hotel on the High Line. It's like people are known to do it. But sometimes they get away with it and sometimes they get a call of someone complaining.
Not to brag or anything, but I've stayed in some really shitty hotels, and it's wild the fucking the people be doing in there. Like, I stayed in a hotel one time in New Orleans because my flight didn't take off. So it was like the closest hotel to the airport. And this place, like, I had to sleep in all my clothes because it was disgusting. Like, I wasn't comfortable getting undressed, doing anything. It was so gross. And we laid down, and you guys know that my wife, you probably know, she doesn't hear in one ear. So when she lays down to sleep, she always puts her good ear on the pillow. So the second we
Nice.
put our heads down, I heard the loudest sex that anybody has ever had, ever. Like, it went on for so long, and I just pop up and I looked at my wife's just down. I'm like, what? And they're just like getting it, and the screaming and just like like really going for so long, and then it ended and they're laughing and I'm just like, wow. And then the next morning I asked her, like, I mean, there was really a lot going on last night. And she's like, I know. Like, oh, you heard? Because you acted like you did. And then I had to assure her, I'm like, you know, that's drugs, right? That's
That's
drugs.
drugs. That's drugs.
That's like not, people don't do that.
I
That's.
would
Oh.
have.
Did it get you all horned up? Because, like, listen to people fuck. Like, you're not seeing anybody, you're just hearing it. So it doesn't matter if they're attractive enough. But,
In
like, they're
yeah,
just
but
fucking
Yuri,
hard. I might have got all horned up. In
not if you're not
theory,
about to like compete. you're not about to
no, I think I
compete.
would then have to wake up my wife and be like, yo, we got to do this. And then, you know. I'd have to wake her up. I'd be like, yo, dude, I'm getting all horned up from this. I can't sit here and listen to this and not have sex.
Listen, if you're watching Dominique Wilkins throw down 360 dunks and you're like, listen, I can go in for a layup and look kind of slick. Like I can maybe even like look the raw, you know,
Yeah.
do a no look something, and it'll be like kind of cool for me. It's like at a
Yeah.
certain point, you don't even want to play. You're like, just here, I'm
Yeah,
gonna leave
like
this court.
they're playing a full court game over here and you're playing half court to five. Like it's, you know, it's different.
It's a
But like
different. Listen, it
I
was
would think that
drugs.
maybe she'd want to compete too. And like she'd maybe start yelling a little louder and like, you know, let me show them what we got. And then that in turn would make you a better player in the situation.
No,
I think
I'm
she was
also
just go off with.
assuming. I think she was probably. I think we were both just depressed. I
Yeah,
think.
you guys should have been assuming what was actually happening there is that that woman was paid and that was an affair.
Well,
Like
a
that's what was
thousand
happening
percent.
over
I
there.
mean, yeah. I even had a moment while it was going on. I was like, this is inappropriate. What if there are kids? And then I was like, no kids stay at this place. This is a place to take
No.
prostitutes.
This is a prostitute's place. If you're
Where
afraid to take your clothes off, it's a prostitute's place.
you took your wife to stay the night? Oh, wait. It was because of the
It
it was because of
was a layover. Yeah,
the
because the
layover. I'm
flight
sorry, I
got messed
forgot that
up.
part. I
It was
forgot that part.
actually the airport credit to stay there. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice,
At
dude.
a
Nice.
hooker motel?
It's actually called that.
It's called Hooker Motel.
New Orleans Hooker Motel.
My job
Nice.
definitely put me in a hooker motel once, and I like called the office person who like books it, and I was like, "Oh, did you get in your hotel?" I'm like, "There's three prostitutes in the lobby." Not complaining. I'm not complaining. But I was like, maybe don't book like the female associates at this for at this hotel when you send them up here. I'm like, I'm from Philadelphia. I can, you know, deal with this, but place is a little sketchy. I'm like, there's people sitting outside of my room in fold-out chairs smoking blunts. Not the place. It was like definitely like a hooker, her pimp, smoking blunts in front of my room. Yeah.
Have you guys
Sketchy.
ever gone in your younger days to a hooker hotel to hang out?
You would
These are
hang at
important
hotels?
questions. Huh? Like, listen, shit happens, man. Shit happens sometimes. You try drugs you never did before, you know, hang out with some people you can't tell are as sketchy as they actually are, end up at a hooker motel. I was just asking, you know.
Listen, I'm not judging. Because I definitely
Yeah.
have hung out with people, and as the nights progress, you're like, who are you? Like, you think they're all right, and you realize they're not. You're like,
Because they
oh
have like a switchblade or something. Like, what the
boy.
fuck? It gets real dark real quick.
Yeah.
I hung out in a hotel room with hookers that I didn't know were hookers with some friends, and then I like fucked up the vibe because I asked them what they did, and I was slow catching on that they were hookers. And one of the hookers got us. She's like, "Hey, your boy keep asking dumbass shit over here." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Don't ask about careers. I get it. Like, my bad." I was like, "So, what do you guys do? Where do you guys live? Do you guys live close by?" And they're like, "Shut the fuck up."
Like, we don't have jobs, pussy.
Yeah, I mean, they got jobs. Just, you know.
You always assume that you're
Were, who is
with
this when you
people
were
that
in
are
law
well
school?
adjusted enough that you can ask, like, so what do you do?
Yeah.
Totally.
I was.
Was this like when you were in law school, Aston? So like you were kind of an upstanding citizen and then
It was
asking
after
someone.
law school. It was definitely after law school, but not that far after. It was, yeah, it was like, you know, late 2000s.
So you were a full successful lawyer asking these hookers what they did for a living?
No, if I was a full successful lawyer, I would have known that they were hookers and, you know, that'd have been my bag. I actually, one of our friends, I was in Atlantic City with two of our mutual friends. We were sharing a room. And so this was a while ago. And I had just, you know, lost all my money on the blackjack table. And we're walking back to our hotel room. And we see a girl, there's two of us, and we see a girl in like head to toe, like Peggy Bundy, head to toe, spandex, one piece suit, right? And she's like walking through the lobby by herself.
Bouncy.
Yeah. And my homie goes, "Hey, what's up? Like, you want to come party with us?" And she was like, "Yeah, sure." And so she just starts going back to the room with us. And I, at this point, I'm like, "Oh, yeah, okay, this is a working girl. He must know that she's a working girl." And We go up to the room and he's doing what I did that other time, and he's having just like regular conversation with her, like, "Oh, so like where are you from?" And she's like, "I'm from all over," which is it's a very hooker answer. And he goes, "What do you do?" And she goes, "I'm a working girl." And he goes, "Yeah, I know, but what kind of work do you do?" And she looks at me like, "Is he serious?" And I was like, "I don't think he knows." And then she was really sweet. She was just like, "Baby, I'm a prostitute." And he was like, "Oh." And I was like, "Did you think you just had enough game to grab like a baddie in the lobby and just be like, 'You want to come party with us?'" Like, she's like, "Yeah, that's a good line. That works. Two of
You
you in
gotta
a
tell me
hotel room by
after the
myself?"
podcast who this was,
Okay, I
because
got you.
I need to know, like, if maybe he does have enough swag to maybe pull that off, or if he definitely doesn't, because our friends go either way.
There, maybe, but also nah. Like
Okay.
that was a pretty str it that would be strong, like maybe strong enough to go, "Hey, do you want to come have a drink with us at the bar right here?" Strong enough for that. Not strong enough for come with two strangers up to their hotel room.
Yeah.
That's a real tough pull off a one line. That
It's
is,
too much confidence. Like, it's good to have confidence, but if, like, you think all that is happening just from delivering four words kind of smoothly, like, you
just
need
thought
to
you want
step
to come
back and
party.
reevaluate. Come hang out.
Well, hookers are tricky.
I definitely need to know who this is. Because, yeah, if he's banged enough random chicks, he could think that's legit.
I mean, he definitely did. And I was very upset because he did walk her out at that point. And this was like a long time ago. We were all young single men. And he walked her out of the room and he came back and I was like, "Well, did you ask her how much?" And he was like, "Yeah, she said 100 for the two of us." And I was like, "Well, go find her. That is a very, very reasonable deal. That is way more affordable than I was thinking." Like I was like, "I got that. I have that."
No.
We
Okay.
didn't,
How
obviously.
real quick, how hot was she?
She was pretty hot. She was a very attractive person. Like I if she did come back, I would have had another talk with her about increasing her prices, being
Oh
like,
my
baby,
God.
you can do better than this."
Okay, we're moving
Right, but
on
that
to the
has to be
last
like a
topic.
later conversation. Later.
I've got a hooker in the room one myself, but you know, I don't know how many, but I'm gonna shoot that shot. So I went to a wedding of a friend of ours that, and the wedding was in Virginia, and I was staying in a room with my buddy Cav, and we hung out at the bar. This is the night before the wedding. Hung out at the bar, come back to our room. Of course, the drinks, we always had to have extra drinks. If you've hung out with Cav, it's never just, the night can't just end ever. So we get a knock at the door when we're finally ready to call it a night. I literally w am in bed at this point. All right, knock at the door. I'm like, you get it. He opens the door. It's 1,000% a prostitute. Like, your most naive friend would know that it was a prostitute. Just dressed up like in classic prostitute attire. And he goes, hi. And she's like, so if you guys wanted to hang out, and she just launched into it. I think it was her first week or something. And she's like, if you want to hang out, I can hang out. And he's like, what? I didn't, we weren't expecting you. They're just talking around it without saying it. I wasn't expecting you or anything, but if you want to have a beer, and then I throw the sheets over my head because he's inviting her in for a beer. And she's like, I wasn't looking to have a beer, but I'm looking to hang out, you know, because I thought you guys were
Sexually.
expecting me. And he's like, well, we weren't expecting you, but if you want to, you know, just hang out and have a beer or something. And I'm just squirming under the sheets while they have this interplay back and forth where she's like, but I kind of, all right, so do you want me to come in? And he's like, well, you don't need to come in. And then finally she's like, all right, I'm gonna leave. And then we
I'm
had
gonna
to,
leave.
yeah.
Was
Yeah.
this Cav's polite way of, because he's a very polite guy. So was
Super.
this just a polite way of saying, like, instead of saying, like, get the fuck out of here, he was like, you know, would you like a drink?
I'm not going to tell you to fuck off, but like we've got beers if you want to hang, like, and we'll
It sounds more
talk.
like if you want to hang and bang for free, we can do that, but I'm not paying.
Is that
Basically.
what it was, Coppa?
That is definitely not where he was going with it. But
I
if
so
we
you just
don't
didn't want to
know,
tell her to get the fuck out of here.
I was going to be asleep in the next like minute and a half. And then she knocked on the door. And then I had to get up and have like a couple more drinks to discuss who that was and who sent her to our room. Because we were like, what happened? Like, that's
Yeah,
not
because
just random. She doesn't just knock on doors. It's like, is it that we charged a bunch of drinks to our room? So the bartender tipped her off. Like, these guys seem like high rollers, which we definitely weren't. All of like 25 years old. And, or was it someone deciding to hook us up? And what we decided was that it was our buddy, the groom's dad. We were like, oh, he decided to get us a prostitute. That's what we landed on.
and you
And
inconsiderate fuck sent her walking?
well,
It's a gift.
I asked our buddy's dad the next day. I was like, so you sent a gift to our room last night? He's like, you know it, buddy. I was like, oh, because we didn't know. We had no idea that it was you that sent her. And he was like, wait, what? So I told him, he's like, no, dude, I didn't send a prostitute to your room. That wasn't me. I was like, oh, okay. Well, there's a prostitute in our room.
I'm
So
not
I'm sure.
so we never figured out who sent the
I think it
prostitute.
was the bartender.
Oh.
Or is she a prostitute that just knocks on motherfuckers' doors?
She
Do they have
seemed,
those?
Door
I
to
don't know,
door
like a short
whores.
sales
Yeah.
prostitute.
You're
It's like it's late
a
and who's
marketing
gonna send me
genius,
away?
Aston.
I
There
feel
you
like I'd
go.
do that if I was a female prostitute
You can be
who
a
looks
male
good.
prostitute who just knocks, get in like a thong and just knock on all the hotel doors.
I don't think that
You'd
business
probably
model
do
works for
okay.
men.
I think the business model actually would work pretty decently. I am finding as I get older and know more older single women that women are lonelier and hornier than men can even imagine. Men just think about sex a lot. We don't even know what to do with it half the time. Women are just ready to go. Nobody's ha keeping them happy. It's wild. Or maybe I'm just on TikTok too much.
I, yeah,
Certain side of TikTok.
I think if somebody knocks on your door at like 2:30 in the morning, it's the equivalent of them like, and you've been drinking and smoking weed all night. It's the equivalent of them handing you a Snickers bar at 2:30 in the morning. Fuck yeah, you're gonna eat that Snickers bar.
Have
I'll eat
you
that Snickers
slept
bar.
with a prostitute?
Fucking no. What are you talking about? I used to hang out at the prostitute hotels just for fun. Just hanging out.
You're making it sound
I
like you
asked
know
you
what.
guys. I asked you guys.
You just said that it's as low stakes as eating a Snickers bar.
It's
And
low
then, have you
stakes.
done it? No. I mean, God, no.
No.
I've never snapped while drinking.
I didn't say no. I didn't say it's as low stakes as eating a Snickers bar. I'm saying just the way people are at 2:30 in the morning when you're drunk and high. And somebody hands you a Snickers bar, you're eating the
Or a
fuck that Snickers
prostitute.
bar.
Same.
That's what I'm saying. If someone hands you some Poontang at 2:30 in the morning, you are not likely to be like, no thanks. Like, I'm a responsible guy.
But
I
you
mean, I
never.
just gave
You've
you
been
an
in
example
precarious
of saying no
situations.
thanks. Like, it
What,
depends how
Koppel?
sheltered you are. I don't know. Maybe if I grew up in the same streets that you did, I'd be like, yo, come on in. We do want to
That's.
hang out.
Aren't you guys both from Dublin Hunt? What are we talking
Yeah.
about? Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, but we're like, you were like 3 blocks away, though.
In
Oh, yeah.
In
He's on the rough
Mexico on
side.
spring break, I was kicking game at the bar for like a half hour to this super hot Mexican chick. You know, and I'm like, dude, this chick is feeling me. And then she just comes right out with it. She's like, do you want to fuck me? And I'm like, yeah. And like, I thought I was killing it. And then she was like, 100 pesos. And I was like,
That's not much.
at first,
That's nothing.
once
You know
I
the exchange rate
calculated
on
it,
that?
bro, the exchange rate at that time, it was $10. I didn't do it because I'm not a prostitute guy. And I was kind of like ashamed, like, oh man, I thought I was killing it right now. I should have been talking to other chicks at this bar because now it's dying down and I'm with a hooker.
I'll tell you what, those other girls will cost you more.
Once I figured out, I asked my buddies the next day because like we were doing the pesos thing now, and yeah, it's $10.
Yeah, like you bought a meal and you were like, wait a
I'm
minute,
happy
hold
you
on.
didn't do that.
No, but they also had, which I ate five of, I found out the next morning because we were walking down the streets, me and my buddies, and the one guy like, hey, your friend here ate five of these last night, sitting right there. And it was hot dogs wrapped in ham and bacon. And those were $1 each, dude. I killed five of them bitches on the curb in
Yeah.
Mexico.
I'm glad you
That's
also
grosser than the
didn't
prostitute
eat a
for sure.
prostitute.
Oh, hold
No.
on. You guys, that is a in California, they're everywhere. The
Those
bacon
hot
wrapped hot
dogs?
dog, everywhere. Everywhere. Every concert, like if you go to, like I went to the Eagles game here the other day, when you come out of the game, like literally right outside the exits, there's like 10 people with those carts all selling them. They're up to like $8 now. They used to be three.
Yeah, dude,
But now they're
they were
hustling.
a buck a piece out
Yeah,
there.
they're good.
I was living
Love them.
life. Sounds amazing.
And I'm selling hot dogs.
I'm not a prostitute guy either, but if you really want to have like your moral compass shaken super hard, talk to a prostitute guy for like 15 seconds about why, like let them rationalize it. And they're so good at it that you're like, you don't know which way you like what direction you're walking anymore. You're like, wait, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Who are you talking
Yeah.
to? Yeah, who is this fucking genius woke ass prostitute you talk to, bro?
No, it's prostitute guys.
No, a prostitute guy.
Oh, a male?
Yeah.
You talk to a male prostitute in a deep?
No,
A
no,
guy that
no. A guy
patronizes
who likes
prostitutes.
prostitutes. A
Wow.
John, not a Jonathan, a John.
Yeah, Jonathan would not be interested.
Yeah.
Oh, a
No, but talk
prostitute
to
guy. Yes.
yeah, and they have their rationale completely laid out. It makes too much sense.
No, it doesn't. I've heard some of these
Listen, I'm not.
guys, and it's the filthiest.
It's
It's like,
solid and very logical. I agree with you.
but I'm not,
But I'm
I
not
can't do
morally
it.
okay
No,
with it. But I
yeah.
mean, it's solid. Like, if you
It's
had to
not
argue it in court,
solid.
Aston's a lawyer. If you had to argue it in court, you'd lose.
If you're a
I
prostitute person and you think you've rationalized it, you've lost touch with your soul, in my opinion, a while ago. That
with
I'm
your
sorry,
soul.
like
I
you're
mean, but that's kind of
rationalizing it
insulting
like
to sex
so I'm a
work. In
guy and I
yeah,
just need
right?
pussy. Like if you, especially if you're doing it
That's
while
not what they
cheating.
say, Kate.
And Koppel's like, wow, that is, I never
Well,
thought of that.
you're making a lot of sense. Keep going. The part about
I
need
guess if
pussy.
it's like a single dude who can't get good pussy on his own or something, it can make sense. Like,
Well,
but if
here's what I'll tell you. Like the guys I've talked to that are like this, right? Especially like single guys with money, right? If they are going out and dating, especially nowadays, right? A date, a dinner at a decent restaurant with a respectable lady is going to run you about $200 to $300 if she's not wiling out. And sometimes you get one that's wiling out. I've had $500 to $600 dinners just off of whatever, right? And then that is you having to spend time with them having to spend time with you. You don't know what's going to happen. Da, 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 da. That doesn't work. The next day, you got to go on another date. Or like later on that week, you got another one. You're looking at $1,000, $1,500 a week, some of these guys are spending out here dating constantly. And so they say, I'm busy. I don't have time for this 3 to 4 hour date with this person who I'm never going to see again, who I don't know what's going to happen. I can take this money right over here and have a time.
it
And
depends
if,
on
right,
what you're
and not
looking
be,
for.
I'm
If
not
you're
being,
looking
right.
just for sex, if you're looking just for that sexual release and that's it, sure, you can say that. But if you're looking for your soulmate, and to like actually be fulfilled, you're not going to find that in
Well,
the
I don't
other
think
way.
they're
You'll
making a
get your nut
soulmate
off.
argument.
Yeah, that's not the argument. The argument is I'm not looking for an emotional attachment. I want to be treated well and have like a really good time. And it's like, well, this is a professional. They're professional at making you feel good about yourself. It's not just the act. It's
I wouldn't
about
be able to do
like,
it. I know women
well, yeah,
don't
me neither.
have prostitutes as often as men probably do, but.
Wait, Aston, do they not have Chipotle out there? That
What?
bill is through the roof.
Chipotle.
Per
Oh,
date?
he's paying
Yeah.
$500 for a date. I thought,
Take a girl to
Oh.
Chipotle. Take a ch girl to Chipotle and see how much you're getting afterwards.
I'm ashamed that I give him so much ass, and I'm excited when I do rarely get Chipotle from him.
That's different. You guys are in a relationship. You can't take a girl. Listen, I'm on Twitter and TikTok all the time, and there's girls all the time be like, I went on a date with a guy and he tried to take me to the Cheesecake Factory, and I'm not going to the Cheesecake Factory. That shit's cheap. I'm like, Cheesecake Factory will run you $200 if you get drinks. If you
Yo,
get
when
drinks,
did
appetizers,
Cheesecake
dessert.
Factory turn into the go-to lame spot for a date? Because my first date with my wife was at the Cheesecake Factory, and
I
it
thought the
hurts my
Cheesecake
feelings.
Factory was pimp.
Me
I'll
too.
fuck Cheesecake Factory up. But
I
now,
love
no, the new rules for dating is no chain restaurants. Like, chains are out. You can't take them to a chain of any kind. You have to take them to like some new hip place that isn't even probably going to be that good, but it's going to run you a decent amount of money.
I'll be
What
honest
about
with
like
like a diner?
If No, not a
it's cute
diner.
and if you got the game for it and your rapport is like that, you can do that. But like I said, most
Would you
people
say
are
like the
out
pie
here
here is
with no
great? Like
person.
Betty makes the pie here, the blueberry
Wow.
pie here is to die
You're
for.
like True Romance. Like go see a
Yeah.
kung fu movie and then eat some pie.
Yeah.
I mean,
You have to
that's a romantic movie. There you
You have
go.
to have like some level of game to pull that off. And as we discussed earlier, most people don't have a personality. Most people can't carry a conversation. So you got a lot of guys who are single, no personality, and money. What you want me to do?
There
Call the
you go.
host.
Go to a
Yeah.
place where they have a good charcuterie board.
She loves them. She just can't
Do
say it. She just doesn't know how to pronounce
you have
that shit.
a shark
Every
board?
fancy place she goes, she's asking for the charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, no, that's a really good call. I know that if I was single, I would be that guy spending a lot of money on, because like you want to put a good foot forward and you want to show that you know what a good place, the whole game sounds
Yeah.
very
Totally, but like when
expensive.
do you taper that off? Like that amount of money, I feel like there's have to be a taper point and it would have to happen very quickly. Like when you decide, like, oh, this is going somewhere.
Well,
Listen, this
you
isn't going
go
to be
like
quite as nice as last week.
when I was in the streets, my shit was like usually I was like first date drinks, but you're still going nice drinks, right? Which is three
This is more
drinks
expensive than
each.
food.
Yeah, three drinks each is gonna run you 120, 150, something like that anyway, right?
If you're
Second
doing
date.
three cocktails each, that date went well.
Yeah, if you're doing
Yeah.
three cocktails each, yeah, it's pretty good. But
Yeah.
you got good conversation, you're going
Yeah.
for a while, you might move to another spot, have another drink there, and then wrap it up. Second date, dinner. Then third date, you taper it down a little bit with something that's like maybe movies, a hike, ice skating, something cute that shows that I don't have to spend money on you every time for us to have a good time. And then maybe hang in. And then you got to go another nice dinner. And then you can start to like every couple months
Wow.
a
Dude,
nice
that is a
dinner.
dope ass system you have. Because I would
I
be
have no
hyped from the
notes.
start. Like, yo, you trying to
Yeah.
go out like on a hike with me? I'd like, you're in good shape.
Yo,
I'm like,
that's
no, bro,
scary.
trail mix.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to go into
Trail
the
mix and
wilderness with
yellow
me?
Gatorade.
As soon as you meet her, you go on a long hike together. I
You
know a
like mountains
spot.
and shit?
Completely secluded.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you both so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, y'all. That was fucking awesome.
I thought we were doing like 3 hours, like Rogan. What's going on? We're
Asked
just
if we're
ending
I was
ending
just
on
getting warmed up.
prostitutes? Yeah.
No more on prostitutes.
Damn, that was good. We
That was
got
only like half
business
the
serious.
podcast.
Was
Prostitutes were
that
not
even
written in
on
this
the topic
topic.
list? It wasn't even on the topics.
No,
We
it
didn't get
was
to any other
not. It was
topics.
not.
Okay.
So,
A lot
Aspen,
of
where can they find you?
You can find me. Oh man, I gotta get my socials right. I'm at Fash Ramon on Instagram. I think I'm Aston Wallace on TikTok. I think I'm Shaman Wallace on Twitter. And you can catch me at Crane's Comedy in Los Angeles this Thursday. That's it.
Awesome. Koppel, do you want to be found anywhere?
All the stuff that Aston said, that's my stuff too.
Okay.
I co-write like all the stuff really like you find funny, like we'll usually collaborate on. And then
He's
sometimes
my
it goes rogue.
He's my Neil
Hey,
Brennan.
but Kate, you're blowing up in Philly now. You've transferred from Manhattan to the Philly scene now. So where are you going to be on
You
Wednesday?
can't say stuff like that. When you say you're blowing up and stuff, it's like too cocky and jinxy.
I thought you're supposed
But
to
you didn't say it,
do it
he
all
said it.
cocky. I thought that's the way I would do it, all cocky,
I've been
but is that
doing
the wrong
more
word?
shows than normal in Philly, and that's very exciting. I have a show Wednesday on 1/8 at 8 at Tattooed Mom in South Street. So come on down if
Nice.
you're around. That sounded really not confident.
So just come on, come on, if you want, if
gonna tell some
you
jokes. There's
got
gonna
a
be
little
some
extra
other
cash.
funny comics on the venue. But if you can't make it, I'll let you
Don't
know
worry
when
about
I've
it.
got other shows.
I fucked her up because I came in too hot, man. And then she had to tone it back, and she toned it back too far.
You can't do that. Like
My
I'm
bad,
getting
baby.
some more shows in Philly and you're like, my baby's blowing up. Like that's like not, I'm trying to keep it cool.
You gotta fake it till you
But
make it.
yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Any comic who does that, and there are some out there, they're just like, you don't want to be around those people who are too cocky. So I try not to do that. But yes, I am excited for my show Wednesday. And it's a
Nice.
free show. So even
Nice.
if you don't have a lot of money, come on down.
Bring a date. Perfect for a first date.
Bring a prostitute, just come down and have fun. A male prostitute, female prostitute, I don't
Whatever.
judge. So
She
equal
does
up.
judge. She will be judging you from the stage if you
I'll
bring
be
a prostitute.
judging, but
You're not
like,
going to find true love that way.
she's not going to fulfill you.
you know what? You never know though, because I watched Pretty Woman and things went a different way. So you just don't know.
I just
Well, if
showed
you have a
Pretty
prostitute with
Woman
a
to
heart
my
of gold,
children because I'm a good
did
father.
you?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
just
it's a
showed
good
Pretty.
movie.
They're like, first of all, before we start the movie, do you girls know what a prostitute is? But no, we watched it. They enjoyed it. It was a
And
good
so you
movie.
did explain to your 9-year-old and your whatever year old that what a
Yeah,
prostitute
the
was?
whatever year old got it. The 9 year old
What?
was like, what? I was like, sex for
What's
money, girl. Don't act so confused. Pretty
that?
straightforward. It's a transaction. This is
What are
how
you
love
missing?
works.
Okay.
CJ,
His oldest profession.
I liked your prostitute with a heart of gold could have been the other title of Pretty Woman.
It
No,
could have
totally.
been. If you meet a prostitute with a heart of gold who's like a dime piece, movie star looking dime piece, that's a whole different story.
Right.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
don't know that she had a heart of gold.
I never watched that fucking movie, so I don't know.
It's a classic. It's great.
I
You know
thought it
what's
was for
interesting with the
chicks.
movie is it like every character in the movie has their piece of shit aspects to them, but then like, but they are good enough. They're like, well, they're all better people than Jason Alexander is in the movie because he's the ultimate piece of
Yeah,
shit. But like
definitely.
Richard Gere's like a corporate raider, like he's not exactly a good guy. When he's whoring in every city that he's in, and it's just like all about whatever. And then but Julie Roberts is real cute in it, and like sweet. She could get
Prostitute
it.
with a heart of gold, man.
Heart of
Well, thank you everyone for listening, and thank you, John and Aston, for joining.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Bye.